Many people may think, you know, that the philosophy is interesting, asks important questions, but it's too difficult to read. It's too boring to read, you know. It's very academic, you know, the language of philosophy, so to say. So I felt, you know, when I wrote my book, Sophie's World, you know, then I tried to write an easy, accessible introduction to the history of philosophy, also as a story, so that it could be had kind of this entertainment aspects as well, you know. And I think that is part of the reason why the book was spread so much around the world. I do think that a real clear and important thought is always possible to communicate in a comprehensible, easy way, you know. So often when philosophers, traditional philosophy, has had a very, kind of a difficult language, it is because they haven't worked sufficiently on trying to communicate it in a comprehensible way. I think that we are born curious, you know. So in a way, many young children are philosophers because they are giving, asking questions, you know. A lot of important questions in history are asked by children. Like, for instance, the fairy tale when you have the naked emperor and no adult dared to point at the emperor and say that he was naked. But a child did. Why is the emperor naked? I met an American woman, and she saw, she had a daughter, 6 years old, and she saw a speech made by George Bush Senior, you know? And after finishing this speech, the girl asked her mother, because the president say, "God bless America." And then the girl just turned to her mother and said, "But why does the president say, 'God bless America'? Why doesn't he say, 'God bless the world'?" Because, you know, according to Christian theology, God is God not only for America. And you have a lot of examples. But as you mentioned, you know, often young people, children, are stopped in their question making. The best thing we can do, not only to have a conscious and wondering young generation, but also a critical one. And that is important for any democracy. So I think I don't think it's very important to have philosophy as a subject in school for young children, because they are so curious already. But the teacher should estimate them to really ask questions, you know. And I think it's done too little. And I think that often teachers are afraid of letting kind of the voice, you know, of the pupils to be raised.